Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Vesaid, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The recent murder of Father Eric Fried reminds me that this is not the first time we in Humboldt have been shaken by senseless violence. Violence that seems so gratuitous and out of place that it begs for explanation. It also begs for something good to be done in order to counterbalance the evil of such reckless hate. About 18 years ago, the murder of a Humboldt State student by a young man wielding a baseball bat seemed so gratuitous and terrible that it provoked a couple of clergymen to do something. Most murders are terrible, but this one was especially so because it came on the heels of several homicides of young people by young people. So a small group of clergy, including Reverend Ken Meese and Rabbi Les Scharnberg, rallied a number of people to Redwood Acres to take a stand against the violence. Hundreds, maybe over 1,000, turned up to say, enough. Let us live together peaceably and put a stop to this bloodshed. Soon after, Ken and Les conceived the idea of emulating the Nobel Peace Prize by starting a similar kind of prize to be awarded locally. They named it the Humboldt County Peacemaker Prize. At the time, the Nobel Peace Prize was around $400,000, I'm told. They presented their idea to the Eureka Ministerial Association, and we figured we could rustle up about, well, how about $4,000. So we raised the money, put out applications, interviewed the applicants, and behold, in 1996, they gave out the first Peacemaker Prize to Yur Tao for his work with gang members. A few years later, the Andrea Wagner Trust generously offered to pay the bill for the Humboldt County Peace Prize. Thank you. Subsequent recipients of the Peace Prize have been Art Eliazaris in 1998, Christopher Evans in 2000, Betty Chin and Rose Baker in 2002, Russ Shaddix in 2004, Simona Keat in 2006, Sam Oliner 2008, and John Shelter in 2011. I've been at each of the awards ceremonies and found their life work and stories of these recipients to be most encouraging. Not only the recipients, but the many candidates whose names were submitted for the award were allowed to make their extraordinary work known to the public. The Peacemaker Prize made us aware that we have a number of people who are in Humboldt for good, giving guidance to youth, sustenance and shelter to older people, taking in foster children, researching and rewarding altruism, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, and I could go on. In sum, the Peace Prize provides good news that counters the bad news we get daily in heavy doses. This year's Peacemaker Prize will be awarded at the First Presbyterian Church of Eureka on May 4th at 7 p.m. We have some wonderful candidates, but if you would like to nominate someone for this award, please submit an application soon. Applications can be obtained by calling 443-4897. When bad things happen, the best way for evil to triumph is for good people to do nothing. The Humboldt Peacemaker Prize is one way to take back our community, one good deed, one good person at a time. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.